So I actually start school tomorrow, my senior year. Yay. But instead of going to sleep early and, getting an early start, like you're supposed to do, I'm recording an episode on a podcast I haven't actually updated. Can't speak. It's late at night. But I'm recording an episode on a podcast I haven't actually updated in literally years. So, hi guys. Welcome to my life. This is Beef Jerky Orange Trucks, Large Biceps, and Other Long-Term Goals, the podcast which follows the mind of a very opinionated teenager. So I haven't been on here in a really, really long time, and that's crazy because I love speaking, and I don't know why I haven't been doing so much lately. Don't quote me on that. But I wish I could say I had like fans who are texting me like, why aren't you doing your podcast? No, I'm my own fan. I'm texting myself. No, I'm not. But you know what I mean. I'm saying to myself, why aren't you doing this? And when I was looking back and I was like, wait, why actually am I not doing this? And I realized I haven't been making as many episodes because I've actually been thinking through before I say something. What? Crazy. I know, Sarah, thinking. Okay. Shh. What I'm getting at is that I've actually been thinking through a lot of my experiences and what I've been going through before coming on here and just saying things. And yes, very important actually to speak about your feelings. That is something I wholeheartedly agree. Like, I love it. I support it. Yes, I love therapy. I love speaking about my problems. My brothers and my sister and my parents know about this. I love to just call and talk about myself and all my problems for hours on end. But there is always time to look back and kind of take time to understand what you've been through. And it can be very painful. You know, I haven't been through a lot yet. Going back and understanding what's happened and what's happening in my life has been painful, and I will not say that it hasn't been, because it has. You know, people speak about, like, looking back on their life and being like, it was a really hard time, but you know, it taught me. I actually value that. You know, I look back at my childhood, and not only was I raised with diabetes, but I was raised with two older brothers. I was raised in a very big personality home. I was raised with a lot of individuality. I was raised in a religious home. I was raised with a small school. I was raised with a little sister. I was raised in a neighborhood, like, where we didn't really, like, talk to the neighbors a lot. Like, we had some neighbors we talked to, but it wasn't like a community, you know, but we played out in front of my yard and all those things. Like the way I grew up, every second of that counted. And I know it's a little crazy to go through your entire life and think, wow, like, this means something. Like, that's, you feel a little pretentious doing so, but I highly encourage it. And I don't mean go through your entire life thinking, well, this got me to this point. I mean, go through your entire life and say, this meant something. You know, a lot of people talk about religion, and there's a lot of different debates out there about, well, if God is real, then how did this happen? If this is real, then whatever. It's very, very hard to believe in God and have a relationship with Him and believe in religion and continuously do the same thing. Yet, as a very good friend of mine advised me, lives matter, and everyone's life means something. And moments matter. And what that taught me, what that encouraged my mind to think about, was what matters in life are the people, the relationships, the, you know, the activities, the, you know, the love, the acceptance, the fun times, the horrible times. Everything matters. Like, when you think about it, everything counts. And even if you go up there and there's no one up there, like, I believe there's someone up there, but maybe you don't. Still, like, does it feel good to be a terrible person? No. It feels good to be a good person. It feels good to have a big group of friends and love. And I really believe that you should really, work on yourself to find that point of, like, good times. Like, not everything is gonna be a good time, but when you find, when you look back on your, like, early memories and you find those good memories, like, I remember all these times I used to play war with my older brother and my sister, you know, they were always, like, the Vikings, and I was the people that they were being persecuted. Oh, it was horrible. I was always being killed. But even now, I'm laughing about it. Back then, I was like, why does he hate me? But now I'm like, this is funny. You know, looking back at my other, like, memories, like, my brother who used to come home for, like, weekends, like, he used to tell us about his green snake and his teacup pig, like, and he would, I have this specific memory of him falling asleep on the couch, his eyes were closed, he had his, like, his forearm over his eyes, he was, like, spread out, and, like, my little sister was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I have a green snake and a teacup pig. And my little sister was like, well, how does the green snake not eat the pig? And I just remember my brother, like, he started, like, belly laughing, like, he was laughing really hard. And, you know, that's a simple memory. That's something small, but it's something I hold, like, close to me because it's a nice time and it makes me feel good. And it's as simple as that. It makes me feel, like, wholesome. Same with, like, understanding, like, my parents, like, when they used to take care of me when I was, you know, a little diabetic and I was in school and I'd do something irresponsible and I'd have to call them and be like, hey, can you bring me supplies? And my dad would drive up and be like, Sarah, you have to remember this. And I'd be like, thank you. Like, but he had that smile on his face. He was taking care of me. It was a good feeling. Or my mom, like, coming in and speaking to all the different people, like, in my school and saying, this is how you can take care of her. Like, she cared. And I saw that, and she, like, brought me, like, she was like, this is what, like, after parent-teacher conferences, they'd bring me, like, these notes upon notes of what my teacher said about me that was good. And I'm not saying to be selfish, I'm not saying to only see the good in yourself, but understanding the good in the world helps you understand the good in your own life. And it's small things, guys. You don't have to be some big philosophical hoodawomp who just, like, goes around like, oh, life is good, war fine, everything's good. Like, don't do that, guys. That's annoying. There is always time to hurt and there's always time to be in pain, and you have to give room for that, but you also have to give room for the good things, and you have to acknowledge them. As simple as my mom looking outside and being like, hi, to little bird. Like, that brings her joy, okay? As simple as my dad buying, like, a candy bar. Sorry, Dad, I didn't mean to expose you, but, like, that brings you joy, okay? Like, it's as simple as smiling at yourself in the mirror. If that brings you joy, I'm so proud of you. You do that for yourself, okay? But, you know, it's a good thing to feel love and to feel the small joys. So, yeah, feel those small joys. Look in that mirror. So I didn't mean to go off the rails, but I definitely did. So I'm gonna go to sleep, because as I said, it's my senior year starting tomorrow. But yeah, guys, go find those small things. I'm gonna go turn on my meditation app, because that brings me joy. I'll go do some yoga or something. Okay, guys, have a good week.